On a Monday of one heck of a week, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin. However many ways Kamala Harris has or might make history, she is not the first vice president of color. That was Charles Curtis, a member of the Kaw Nation, who served with Herbert Hoover starting in 1929, just 5 years after Native Americans received full citizenship rights. But despite that distinction, it's only in the last two decades that more indigenous people have started to run for publicly elected offices in significant numbers. NPR's Jimena Bustillo has this report.
Shae Backus remembers her first run for the Nevada State Assembly in 2018. That's when the Cherokee citizen became the first Native American woman to serve in the Nevada State Legislature. Backus is now running for the fourth time, but she wants to see more of Nevada's tribal members join her.
I hope to see others step up, young women, men decide to run for office, and I'm seeing it. I have a lot of people who keep talking to me like, okay, Shae, I think I want to do it.
This November, at least 170 candidates who identify as Native American, Native Hawaiian, or Native Alaskan will be running for public office from school boards up to Congress. This is an all-time high, according to candidate tracking done by the group Advanced Native Political Leadership.
It's like a 300% increase from like 1993 to 2023 in the number of state legislators who self-identify as Native American.
That's Elise Blazingame, an Osage Nation member. She is tracking the impact of the increase as a scholar in residence at Advanced Native Political Leadership.
We have the symbolic effect, which is the public has more trust, right? If you're Native and you see more Native people in these institutions, you're more likely to say, okay, maybe they'll produce policies that will be responsive to my needs.
Between 2018 and 2021, she says Native American state legislators filed hundreds of bills related to missing and murdered Indigenous people and over $500 million in funding requests. Advocates say that there's still work to do. Native Americans make up 3% of the population. By that count, there should be 17,000 in elected office. So far, there's only 347. Advocates say several challenges persist to getting candidates to run, from blatant racism and intimidation to just not knowing how to file. Brian Terry is a member of the Choctaw Nation and a Republican running for re-election to Tennessee's General Assembly.
It's certainly not lost on me, the role that I play.
He serves in the home state of Andrew Jackson, who as president forcibly removed tribes from their homelands.
At this point, here we are, 200 years later, I'm in a position that people at that time would not have wanted or would not have thought.
He not only hopes to win his race, but that his position can encourage a future generation to run too. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.